Well, good morning. 7:15, Brock. Unter.
Holy cow.
Holy shnikes.
I just watched Mississippi State's quarterback. I missed the game over the weekend.
Yeah.
He gets launched 9 feet up in the air.
Ow.
After, do it.
Ow.
They helicoptered him.
Ow.
Ah!
Wolfie, why would you send me the forecast for South Haven? Oh, I swear to God. I swear to God. I was going to do the forecast, but it's only South Haven.
You know, my stupid phone never gets the forecast right, but it's saying it's going to rain today.
All right, perfect. Go rain!
It's going to rain.
Oh, we were going to go golfing today.
I know.
Mm. I know. Damn it.
Dude, I was itching all weekend. I had a wedding on Saturday.
That's just the crabs.
Oh, damn it. What'd you say, WD-40 works?
Yeah, it just makes them fall right off.
You know, Sunday was full of just exciting football, so I was like, eh.
Yep.
But I've been itching to play, man.
Sure, maybe. We can go out in the rain. As long as not lightning, we'll be fine. We ain't gonna melt. Well, no forecast now. Let's just do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Right? Caffeine's taking effect.
Yes.
I'm amped up. So this Friday is the, what?
Brought to you by.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you. See, because I didn't do the show Friday.
Yeah.
How did I forget about pump?
See, what would you do without me?
That. Septic. Do a lot of things. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Thanks, buddy. You should pump your septic.
Yeah.
This Friday. I was so excited to talk about this Friday. Mm-hmm. It's the Storm the Area 51 event.
Oh, yeah. What was
that's
it?
Right.
It was this Friday?
No, this coming Friday.
Oh.
The 20th. And just in time for the event. A new survey says that 2/3 of Americans believe the government is withholding information about UFOs.
So we're going to rush them, man.
We're going to go in there. We're going to attack, man.
I just don't see it.
A bunch of Jabba the Hutt looking neckbeards that are all behind this thing. We're going to
rush the door.
You guys are going to be panting and wheezing before you get to the fence.
Here's the thing. How do you know where to rush? It's not like you can get a map of Area 51. You can get the Google image, but is that even real?
That's not enough.
Is that even real?
No.
You know?
This was interesting because this all started off as just like a prank. Mm-hmm. It's just like a goofy thing by some 21-year-old guy. Now, they are doing a thing called Alien Stock in Las Vegas. But they're still, so instead of actually rushing Area 51, they're doing a thing called Alien Stock.
Alien Stock.
Woo, man.
They're nuking our imaginations, bro.
Instead of pass around joints, they're pass around probes.
Probes, dude.
Oh, I'm not using that. That's
probes,
gross.
Bro.
Probe, pass.
Oh, God. Probe, pass.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That thing is not sanitary.
Man, I liked Woodstock better.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of people believe in aliens. There's going to be some people that are going to try and storm Area 51.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
What are you going to do? I mean, even if you get semi-close, you know, it's just when you get to the door, or even if you get in the door, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Should we take a left here? Yeah. Where are the aliens?
I don't know, man.
Nobody knows.
First of all, you got to find an elevator or find a secret entrance that becomes an elevator.
You know, and another thing.
Down. Yeah.
Do you think the government's going to keep aliens around Area 51 with people potentially rushing it? I mean, dude, Area 51 screams like 1940 to me.
Yeah.
It's like an old school place where they might have had some stuff.
When was that crash in Roswell? 40-something?
Something like that.
Like 46 or 47? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, a lot of people want to see a UFO, see an alien.
Well, good luck, because it ain't going to happen.
I want to bang an alien. What?
So what are you here for? I'm here to rush the door and bang one of those things. All right, this event's getting interesting.
There's a first warning shot at one of those guys' feet is going to end the whole thing. Like, all right, we were kidding. We're going to go to Alien Stock and said, sorry. Lastly.
Such a facepalm thing,
yeah,
dude.
It's dumb. Let's go from aliens to animals.
Nice.
36% of accidents that involve animals happen between September and November.
Those damn deer.
Well, it is. It actually, deer is the number one thing. And the top 10 states where you're most likely to hit a deer.
Michigan's number two, isn't it?
It doesn't go in order, but Michigan is in the list. You got West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
What?
John Denver song.
Okay.
Take me home, country roads. to a place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, hit a deer, pow, in my car.
Oh,
I don't think that's how it goes. Anyway, no. West Virginia, Iowa, Montana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Michigan, Wyoming, Ohio, and Arkansas.
I have one of our buddies who rides a bike, or not a bike, a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, let's go to South Haven one of these days. I'll cruise the Jeep. You can get in your on your bike. We'll take Blue Star.
Take Blue Star.
He's like, nope.
Blue Star, yeah, a lot of deer.
He's like, dude, when it hits fall, I will not ride on that road.
Dangerous, bro.
You know, especially on a bike.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yep.
Dude, what is with deer? And they love to wait. Until, like, they see headlights or they hear a car. They're like, oh, my God, I got to run on the road.
And that's the thing. Is what they say is don't swerve. Slam on the brakes. Uh-huh. If you're going to hit it, just make sure you hit the brakes, but don't swerve. That's the most dangerous thing you can do, because either you're going to swerve into an oncoming car or you're going to go into the ditch, roll your vehicle. You know what? It's fine. You got insurance.
My dad last year was on Cleveland Avenue in Stevensville, and there was a car in front of him, probably 15, 20 feet.
Yep.
And a deer comes flying out of the woods. My dad's like, I'm not lying to you. I swear. The deer leaped over the car.
Those things got some hops, dude.
Dude, this Michael Jordan deer over here, dude. Seriously, he's like, it leaped the car in front of me. I couldn't believe it.
Was his tongue out? He was holding back the ball.
His tongue was out. Slow motion. I swear I had a 23 on the side of that thing.
You didn't see the hoop on the other side of the road.
Monster jam.
He was jumping from the free throw line. Love it.
That's funny.
So, watch out for Air Jordan deer. Don't swerve. Just hit the brakes.
He had that logo pose going too with the feet back, and that deer's got its own shoe line, man.
He's on fire.